It is currently 7:14 and a half, rainy Tuesday morning, but the rain should be gone by about 9:30, and it's been a quiet hurricane season, so we're all thankful for that, right? Especially when you hear about Asheville and they're just getting their tap water back, and we know what it's like to have a long recovery after a hurricane. Pat Connick joins us now, Louisiana State Senator, to talk about film industry tax credits and what's going on with the special session. Morning, Senator. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Tommy. Doing well.
Tell me what's going on. I know they had a lot of red cards filed on Sunday during the committee hearing about the film tax credits. And before we get specifically to film tax credits, one question I had before all this started was that as you try to eliminate carve-outs and special interests, the people that have the carve-outs or the special interest, lobbyists are going to get involved, and what started as a good idea is going to turn into a different mess, but still a mess. Thoughts on how the session's proceeding so far?
It's a mess. We're making sausage, but I think we're making progress. You know, change is hard, Tommy, but but good change is harder to make. It's easier to keep the status quo and complain about everything, but listen, we're making some decisions up here that's going to change Louisiana for the better. It's going to be difficult, but hopefully by end of this week or the weekend, you know, we'll be on the right track. You know, the goal is to make Louisiana competitive, keep families here and grow our economy. That's simple, the simple goal, and we have a plan to get that done.
Tell me about the plan to get that done.
Well, hopefully we're going to lower the income tax to a 3% flat rate, lower the corporate franchise tax. I mean, eliminate the corporate franchise tax, which is an old Huey Long tax that taxes capital, and that prevents investments and the Amazons from, you know, building their plants here in Nissan, because nobody's going to come here build this and get taxed on equipment. I mean, in capital, it's not going to happen. And lower the corporate tax rate. Right now, we're at 7.5% for a corporate tax rate, which is the highest in the South. Reducing that to 5 or 6%. Now, what we're trying to do is, you know, how you make up that revenue is increase the services, taxes on services across the board. But there's a lot of pushback on that. I think the House is going to pick up that bill again and come to some kind of resolution, give it to the Senate so we can work on it on our end.
So where does the film tax credit thing stand? Are you looking at a compromise? Are you looking at doing away with them? And what about credits for other industries?
Well, the film tax credit right now is $180 million. And the argument is, you know, that's up to $180 million a year that we give away in tax dollars. Some are saying, take that money and put it into ports, because for every dollar you put into a port, you get $8 back. The film tax credit right now is $180 million. I think that's going to be reduced to $125 million, and that's a compromise. We're not going to get rid of them. We're going to protect those companies that have been here and invested in Louisiana and have jobs here. We're going to work with that, and I think the historical tax credits is going to be reduced, you know, from $125 million to $80 million. And I, you know, we have a lot of historic buildings in New Orleans and in Louisiana that we can use that money to, you know, get them back into commerce. So that's a good thing.
Talk about that, Pat, if you will, for people that don't know what a historical tax credit is, because you're talking about $180 million for film industry, and that gets the headlines. But as it stands now, you got $120 million being spent on historical tax credits, right? And what is that?
Right. Like the Sanger Theater, it was there like for years, and investors came and the city put money into it, and you can get a tax credit. Those investors who put up their money to turn it back into a usable space, usable building, they get a tax like up to 30% on what they spent, and it just gives an incentive to a lot of folks to rehabilitate old buildings.
So you're going to increase that or decrease that?
Decrease it. Everything's taking a haircut. Like we met with the facts of the film tax folks, and they understand this has to happen, and they are acceptable. I think most of them are to the reduction to 125, 130 area. But things are still in the mix. Things are still fluid over here, and we'll see what's going to happen today in the House, and then when it gets to the Senate, these bills are going to be either modified, adjusted, or amendments put on.
So you said you get $8 back for every dollar that's spent invested in the port, right? I hear Jason Ragusback tell me numbers about film industry. What do your numbers say is the payback for the tax credit given to the film industry? If we're going to use that as an index, if you will, $8 for the port, what about film credits? What do they provide?
Film credits, I'm told we subsidize each job by $17,000. I don't know if that's accurate or not. The film industry saying that's not the case. But most of that money goes to California or to New York, where these film companies are based. A lot of it stays in Louisiana, and it spreads out to, you know, the workers, and they live here, they pay rent, go shopping here. But the bulk of the money is what we're being told by the Department of Revenue goes to California and New York. But is that a good investment? And probably not. And I think that's why we are looking at everything from a holistic standpoint. We don't want folks who have invested, you know, millions of dollars worth of equipment for the film industry to just, okay, thank you for being here. We got to make sure that we protect them as much as possible, but we can't just give away the store.
What about return on investment, if you want to call it that, on the historical tax credits? What does that indicate? Do you have a figure on that? I'm just going by that $8 on every dollar for the port.
That's hard to quantify because the you have a building that's, you know, that's built 100 years ago. Like, are we doing that at Hope Haven across the river? These builds they were built in the 1920s. They're solid. If we can get that back into commerce, get industry and get businesses in those buildings, then it's going to help the West Bank. So people are going to start using those buildings and that park we're trying to develop. So that's the kind of thing that the historical tax credits help help motivate people to get involved and invest. But I think you get a different type of return on that that's more long-lasting than the film tax credits.
Hey, let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back because I'm just trying to look. I'm not advocating for one or the other, just trying to do a across-the-board comparison because we gave $8. The port tells you that. I guess that's like considered a hard number that they say you get $8 back on every dollar you spend on the port. The film industry says you say that the Department of Revenue, who is the architect of this plan, as I understand it, says that we're subsidizing every job to Hollywood South, $17,000 per job, and a lot of money goes to California and where else? New York?
New York.
And then as far as the historical tax credits, it seems like that's a little bit vague, and I just wonder how does the Senate, how does the House go about comparing and contrasting all of these? We'll pick it up when we come back. 722, talking to Senator Pat Connick. Traffic now, WWL. Hi, 727, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Senator Pat Connick. Pat, when we talk about tax reform in Louisiana and making it a better place, and look, man, you run for office, you got the job, good luck, because it's the future of Louisiana, it's in your hands and that of your fellow senators and the House of Representatives as well, the State House. But how do you go about, because I mentioned $8 for the port, the Revenue Department talking about film and tax credits, historical tax credits, a little bit harder to get a handle on how much you get of a return on investment for the tax credits. This is complicated stuff, man. How do you weigh everybody's interest and prevent this from being, like I said, when we started, an even bigger mess than it was when you went into it?
Listen, I think when everybody's not happy, you got a good deal, and because everybody's getting hit. And I think that's what we need to do. I mean, we have to change this state. We got to make sure that your kids and our kids and my grandkids want to stay here and give them a reason to stay here. And we can do that. You know, by making this tough change, and there's a big appetite to get this done. Hopefully, you know, now and let's move forward. Not everybody's going to be happy, but it's got to change so we can move the state forward. We're the only state in the South, Tommy, that's not growing. Every other state has increased population. Every other state's attracting massive, manufacturing plants. We don't have that. And I think one of the biggest keys to this is to get rid of the corporate franchise tax, where you just tax just the tax. This goes back to Huey Long. Mm-hmm. Get rid of that, and companies will come in here, build plants, build facilities. That's the goal. And I'm happy to help with the governor get it done. But let's see what happens in the next few days.
Pat, somebody texted in and said, reducing the film tax credit but not taxing the online gambling. Does that make sense? Because I know the online gambling bill died, right, or a provision?
Well, the gambling's taxed from a different – they already taxed. I mean, there's some discussion about modifying that law also. But we will be taxing the digital services that, you know, when you used to go to a Blockbuster to rent a movie, you used to get taxed on. Now it's all digital over the line. Mm-hmm. That's going to generate $22 million a year in extra income for the state. But that's – and we're going to be capturing that – be modernizing the tax system also while we're doing this up here. So you got to give it to the governor. You got to give it to Richard Nelson, the Department of Revenue. He's working hard. He's been nonstop for the last 6 months trying to do something good. So I'm here to support him. I think the senators are also. And let's see what happens at the end of the day.
This stuff banging around like a particle collider, right? Not to get all physics in here and everything, but I mean, there are so many different offshoots and ramifications of this. All you can do is get the best information that you can try to. And again, you got personalities, you got special interests involved here, lobbyists, et cetera, and just come up with what is the best practical, politically pragmatic thing you can do. Accurate?
Yeah, we met last night on the Senate side, and there's a big massive spreadsheet given all the scenarios. This is what happens. If this happens, this happens. And right now, we're down $790-something million in revenue. We got to find a way to make that up. That's the hope, was that the taxes on services would you know, fill that gap. But the House did not give us those bills, that bill to tax services. So there's a lot of pushback from those industries about that also.
But thank you.
We'll be working through all that today.
Thank you, Senator. We got to go. I know we're going to talk to you later on in the week about something else as well. Thank you, Senator Pat Connick. We'll talk to Parish President Cynthia Lee Sheng. We come back a minute late. Time now, WWL First News.